Fudo's privacy-first keyboard challenges the surveillance bargain in developer tools. The highest-scoring story on Hacker News Wednesday, 570 points and 193 comments, was Fudo Swipe, a new swipe-typing keyboard from Fudo, a nonprofit organization with an explicit mission to build software that does not surveil users or harvest attention. Swipe typing requires decoding continuous finger trajectories into words in real time, accounting for variability across users, screen sizes, and the disambiguation of words with similar gesture shapes. The dominant existing approaches, Google's Gboard and Microsoft's SwiftKey, have had years of training data from hundreds of millions of users to refine their models. For Fudo to produce a result the community describes as competitive with or better than those products represents a genuine engineering achievement. The privacy distinction is substantive, not merely rhetorical. Both Gboard and SwiftKey have historically transmitted keystroke data to their parent companies to improve their models. Fudo's approach is entirely on-device, meaning keystrokes do not leave the phone and cannot feed back into model improvement from live telemetry. The bet is that a model trained on carefully curated public data can match the performance of models trained on live behavioral data from a billion users. The early community verdict suggests that bet may be paying off, and the result functions as an existence proof that privacy-preserving design does not necessarily mean inferior products. Elsewhere in developer tools, Bunny.net announced it would make its DNS service fully free with no usage limits, framing the move as an infrastructure contribution to the open internet. The decision highlights a structural asymmetry. Large cloud providers can offer DNS free as a loss leader, cross-subsidizing from compute, storage, and networking revenue. Bunny's response, meeting zero with zero, is a straightforward competitive move, but it also draws attention to how bundling free ancillary services with dominant platform offerings can quietly foreclose competition. Meanwhile, Rhombus Language 1.0 arrived as a major update to the Racket ecosystem, introducing a more conventional surface syntax while preserving Racket's macro and metaprogramming capabilities. The central debate in the 53-comment thread, whether new syntax can actually expand Racket's user base, or whether parentheses were never really the barrier to adoption.